We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 7 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Shiyitloshu. Starting from Kuf Yutes Amud Beis on the bottom, 7 lines on the bottom. The first word on the line is Shiyitloshu. We're starting from Amar Rav. And this sugya takes us through the Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rav, ain yad lepachis mekazayis. We know it's in yad. Yad could bring in tumah to the item or transmit tumah to the next item. That's a yad. And another thing called a shomer. A shomer is something that protects the food, and that's even more closer to being part of the food. Because first of all, it transmits tumah and it brings in tumah. It also can be mitzdarf to the shear. Even though it's not a food, it can be mitzdarf to the shear tumah. So now, something to be a yad, let's say, you know, you have a handle, and then you have a very small piece of basar. Is that a yad or not? That's the shad. Does it have to have a minimum shear to be, so that there's something attached to that that's called a yad? Amarav, ein yad lepachas b'kazayis, huh? We'll speak out in a second. Amarav, ein yad lepachas b'kazayis, ve'ein shomer lepachas b'kapul. There's no shomer pachas kapul. So by shomer, the ramifications are pretty simple there, because shomer is mitzdarev. So you can say like this: you have over here this tiny speck of let's say it's I don't know, a basar food or a speck of any type of food, and the shomer is the rest of the size. You need a shir kabeya, so you have 95% of the size of an egg is the shomer, and then a little piece of basar, 5%. So you can tell me now here it's mitzdarev to the shir, so you have a shir kabeya now. So he says, no, it has to have a minimum of a pool. In order, a pool has got much smaller than a kazayis. Pool is like a bean. So in order to have a shomer, it has to be at least the size of a pool. And by yad, so by yad, you ask, what's the ramification? There's no tziruf. Yad has to be at least kazayis. So what's the ramification? So Rashi explains that m'yesh oichel pachis mekazayis, like a pool or half a zayis, basar, and it has a yad, and it's sitting together with other oichlim, that's kebeya, and the tumah touched the yad. So does it now transmit tumah to the whole kebeya now? Because it's sitting together with a kebeya. So shalav transmits tumah to that. Do you look at that since the ikar is not a kazayis, so it's not a yad? Or it is a yad? So you're saying, no, it has to be at least a kazayis to have a yad in order to become tumah. So Rashi learns, it's a chiddush, that you can have a sheer kebeya even though it's not really attached. You have a piece of food here that's almost the size of a beya. You have, it's not a basar that finishes a beya. And on the basar is a yad, a handle. If you touch the handle, the whole thing becomes tummy. So you see, that's called kebeya. Tosis is bothered by this. Why is Tosis bothered by this? Tosis holds that if something's not one piece, it's not called that's not called a kebeya. It has to be really one shtick. It can't be two things that are next to each other. So vice versa, Rashi holds two things touching each other could become a kebeya. Two foods touching each other. And now the shaila is, one of them have a yad. If it's less than a kazayis, they're a yad. Omar Rav, ain yad lepachas b'kazayis, ve'ain shomer lepachas b'kapul. No shomer lepachas b'kapul. Which is the same nafkaminas plus also the gavet ziruf. Rav Yechon Amar, yes, yad lepachas b'kazayis. First of all, we're going to yad. Yad could be less than a kazayis. But Rashi speaks that it has to be at least a pool by yad. V'yes shomer lepachas b'kapul, and shomer could be less than a bean. So everyone agrees that shomer needs less than a yad, but there's a machlokes here. Rav says you need at least kazayis for yad and at least a pull for shomer. Rav Yechon says no, yad needs a pull and shomer could be even less than a pull. That's what comes out. Machlokes Rav and Rav Yechon. Again, the nafkamina is they have a yad to transmit tumah. Ah, you tell me this thing is less than a kebeya. So what's the case? Teretz is it's sitting next to it's sitting together with an oichel of kebeya.
Yeah.
Pachlis because more than a pool, yes. Yeah, because a pool much more, less. So half a zayis is more than a pool or so. A pool is like, you know, even less than that. So that's at least a pool. Rashi's medayik, because if not, Rechon just said, yes, yad, v'shomer, pachlis v'kapul. And say that, therefore, that's the deal. So tomorrow, meisvei, Mesio Kasha from a Mishnah of a Tesefta, Mesechtes Olives. Tesefta says like this. Shnei etzamais, there's two bones, v'alem shnei chetzei zesim, and each bone has a half a zayis of a basar mace, of a human mace on it. We know in order to metame ba'oil, you need a complete kazayis. V'hichnes roshayim shnayim lebayis. Both of them went into the house. Well, both ends of the atzomais, the yodos, were in the house. V'abayis ma'al lehim. The bayis is the oil over the bones, not over the meat. Habayis tami. The bayis tami. Why? Because it's a yad. It's a yad to two half zesim. And two half zesim now have a yad that's sitting inside the house. So now you have oil on it. I, the etzem alone, shemutama. Rashi speaks out, etzem is only mutama magav masa. Etzem of a mace is only mutama magav masa. That's not mutama oil. So here, the reason why it's tummy is because of the buser at the end of it. I, the buser is not inside the house. There it is, you have a yad. And you have two yadis over here, and they're both a yad for half a zayis each. Yehudin akusam, I'm shum Rabbi Yaakov. Heich shnei atzomai, it's mitzdarf l'gzayis. How could two atzomai, it's mitzdarf l'gzayis, which means to ask, Rashi says, is that here there's no yad on yes less than a kazayis. No yad less than a kazayis. We have machlaika siya tanoi. So when we try to shtim, Rav is trying to see, like, who is he like? Is he like Tanakamo or like Yehuda ben Akusin? The same thing Rabbi Yechon also Gemara doesn't want to know if it stims Rabbi Yechon. So Gemara has a kash over here from this Brisa, this Sesefta, how does it stim with Rav Rabbi Yechon? It's a mashma over here, the Tanakama, we're not even sure what it is. We're speaking out of Yad, maybe it's a Shomer. In the Tanakama says, even though it's a half a Zayis, it could transmit Tumah into the house. And the Yehuda ben Akusin says, no, it can't. So what's going on here? Zogtamar on top of Kufi Yotasim Nala. But Rav Hai Maya Ukumlo. What is these Zetzayin, this Tisefta, by? Ibi Yad, if it's talking about, if this, these are Tzomas considered Yad, so Kasha Reisha. Why in the Reisha is a Tomei? Why is Tanakam say Tomei? L'chara, it's a Yad, L'pachis, Mekazayis. Ibi Shomer, if this bone was a Shomer, which means it had marrow inside it, and it was a Shomer. So that was the case of the half Zayis Basa, it was inside, it was a shomer. So then it's kasha sefer. Why in the sefer where Yehuda Bakusa says a half a zayis is not enough? Look, Rabbi Shomer, we said anything more than a pool is a good shomer. So who does Rav Zetzayin this brisa? What does it talk about shomer yad? And then what's going on? It had to stem with Rav Shita. Rav Shita, remember, is shomer, a pool is enough, and you need a yad, but a yad, you need a kazayis. So how does Rav learn up this brisa? It's more says a bayi sefer, but shomer, bayi sefer, yad. The Bais of Yad, you can learn something about a Yad. And if something about a Yad, really you need a complete Kazayis. Vahu, Domar, Kerev Yehuda ben Akusa. He holds a Kerev Yehuda ben Akusa. He holds like the second time. The Tanakam, Taka says, it's Tomei, doesn't hold like him. He holds a Kerev Yehuda ben Akusa. Or you can learn that this Tisef is talking about B'Shomer. It's talking about where the buster was inside the bone, it's a marrow, it's a Shomer. It's not just a handle, it's a protection. And therefore, it's a Shomer. Really, the shear is a pull. And he doesn't hold the Gemara Kusa. So he can't stem with both Mandi Amrim. He either holds like a Tanakama and we're talking about a Shomer, or he holds like a Gemara Kusa and we're talking about a Yad. What does Rabbi Yechon do? Rabbi Yechon has no choice here. Because Rabbi Yechon holds that a Shomer is even Pachos Mekapul. That's what he holds. So he won't stem with either Tanakama or Yehuda ben Akusa. If it's talking about Shomer. Because Tanakama says he needs at least a half his eyes. You don't need half his eyes. Yehuda ben Akusa says, it's not a mitzvah. So he definitely does not, Rabbi Yechonon, it can't be talking about a shomer. So Rabbi Yechonon, I'm a kula b'yad. Who don't look at Tanakama? It's by yad. He'll look at Tanakama that you don't need a kazayas, half a zayas is completely sufficient to have a yad. So he'll that sign the tesefta b'yad, and he says like Tanakama. So the Gemara Vayter, continuing with the same idea, when I have kashas from different places and see if stims a Rav and Rabbi Yechonon, some will only be a kasha Rav as we see as we go along. Toshima. Rav Yehuda is another Tesefta, it's Tesefta and Uksin. Rav Yehuda, Kulius, Shiyash Allah Kazayis. A Kulius is the bone of a Yerech. It's like the femur bone. That's a Kulius. So, Rav Yehuda, Kulius, Shiyash Allah Kazayis Basar, has on it Kazayis Basar. So, like Rashi speaks out, usually a Kulius has marrow inside it. So, it's usually a Shomer, but we're not sure if it's a Shomer or a Yad. But the Ashkaf for a Shomer is, it should be really a Shomer. Every day, when Kulius is like Kazayis Basa, this Kulius had a Kazayis Basa in it, Gereres Kula Lutoma. It's Gereres as Kula Lutoma. The Zayis is the whole Kulius becomes Tomei if it's with a Be'a Eichlim. We're talking about here a case, this is talking about a Basa or a Behema, and that there's a Kulius here with a piece of Kazayis Basa on it, and it was together with the Kabeya, and the Sheretz touched the bone. The halach is goyer es kula l'tuma. It schleps, the whole thing becomes tamei through that bone. Goyer es kula l'tuma. Mashma has to have a kazayis. Achem ayimrim afilu ein ilal kapul. Even if it has a pull, that's enough. Goyer es kula l'tuma. So here's our brisa. So let's start to analyze the brisa again. V'rab, hi by mukumlo. Ibiyad, if it's talking about a yad and the kulius does not have any marrow in it and just handling a yad over here. So if it's a yad, What's pshat in the acherim? It says even if it only has a pull, it's enough. It's not true. By yad, you need at least kazayis. Ibi yad kasha seifa. Ibi shomer kasha reisha. If it's talking about a shomer, like the normal case of kulyas, then it's shver in the reisha. Lachayra, why do you need a kazayis? So by yisema biyad. So the two mahalchim. Neither learn something about yad. We're adding a marrow to yad. But who domar Rav Yehuda? He always like the first shito says he needed kazayis. Huh? Rav Yehuda says he needed kazayis. Says Yehuda, I met kulyas like kazayis basa. So if it's a shomer, you don't need kazayis. Pulls enough. By shomer pulls enough. We need kazayis. So where is it like this? Either because that sign by yisema biyad that the kulyas did not have mayach, so it's a yad. And who don't grab you though? They need a kazayis. Because someone, yeah. The body's name of a shomer, which is a classic case of kol yus, has marrow. And the body's name of a shomer, ka'acherim, he holds a ka'acherim. He holds a ka'acherim, and by a ka'acherim, it says that in the pool, that's what you need according to Rav. Rav holds that you need a pool, taka, for a shomer, so it works out for you, Rav. Rav Yechanon, Omar, so Rav Yechanon can say, let's analyze outside first. Rav Yechanon can say, you're talking about a yad. If it's talking about a yad, so then, Rav Yehuda would be a little bit shver because Rav Yehuda is saying that you need a kazai. So it could have, that's on biyad, he holds like the acherim, because Rav Yechon holds that it's enough for kapul. He could have said that. But Rav Yechon doesn't say that because kulis usually is not a yad, it's usually a shaymer. So he rather says that like that. Rav Yechon Amar, kulu b'shaymer. Vahuda Amar, ka'acherim. He's talking about a shaymer. The Tanakhama says kazai. Yeah, I don't hold like Rav Yehuda. I hold like the acherim, hold that's enough kapul. The problem is, that if someone Hashem, you don't need a kapol, according to Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan, a kul, Hashem, who don't make a kacher? Bring him a kacher, a kapol ka'amri. He says he needs a kapol. And if he, Rav Yechanan, you don't need that much. You need even less. Hashem needs even less. So tomorrow you're right. But I had to come with Tanakama, Shi'ura, since the Tanakama said a shir, Kamri inunami Shi'ura, but really don't need that shir. And Omar Rava, Dekanami, the B'Shem Haskinan. It makes sense that Tomah Hashem, the Tani Kolyas, it says this femur. And Shemami Noah, and a femur usually has mayach, it's a fat bone. Shema mino, that it's talking about a shomer. Itmar, about this shita of acherim, it says kapul, which was zetzing on by shomer. So itmar, Rav Chanina Amar zehu shir. It's a shir, you need kapul. That's like Rav. Rav Yechon Amar ain't zeh shir, it's not a shir. Break the mar, ain't zeh shir, vaktani kapul, it says bull. I had to come in Tanakama shiura, since Tanakama said a shir, come inu nami shir. He also said a shir kapul. So the bottom line is, according to Rav Yechon, we're talking about a shomer here. This kol yus has mayach inside it. Tanakam says you need kazayis. That's like no one. A shomer needs a kazayis. Acherim says you need a kapul. Sounds like it. Rav Yechon says you don't even need a kapul. So it says pull. Rav Yechon says agav the reisha. He said a shir kapul. You don't really need that. So that's the first two brises, which we fixed. It fit in both for Rav Yechon and for Rav. The next brise we're going to have a kasha only on Rav. To be shver exclusively on Rav, not on Rav Yechanan. Toshma. In the following brisa, the following Mishnah, this is actually a Mishnah next thing, it's a Mishnah in Uksin. In the beginning of the Mishnah, it says like this. It says in the beginning of that Mishnah that if you have a sharbet is like a pod that has peas in the pod. A sharbet is a pod. That a sharbet that was completely empty and you didn't leave anything, it's not makabel tumah because it's not an oichel. It don't eat the pod. If you left in it one pea or one bean, whatever it is, then it's tummy. So that's what it says in the ratio. And Rabbi Lezer Azarya is mitar b'shal pool, or mitar b'shal kidneys. He says that if it's bean, if it's pool is peas, then it's tar. If it's beans, then it's tummy. And what's the reason? Because writes up mashmisham. And we think the pshat is like this in the Havmina, that ohandling here a shomer. And he says that a pea does not need a shomer because it doesn't need to be covered, and therefore this pod is not considered a shomer for the pool. And therefore, if you touch the shomer, nothing happens to the pool because it's not a shomer. Masha'enkin kidneys needs a shomer, and therefore be tamei. That's what Zara says. Matarvish a pool, matarvish a kidneys. But she writes in Mashmisha means I want the sharbitim. I want the sharbitim. I want the pod for the kidneys, for the beans, not for the peas. Now, the problem is that over here, we're talking about a shomer, and kidneys is smaller than a pull. So, bishlam l'fi Rav Yechanan, it's gevaldik, because a shomer can be less than a pull. But Rav holds that even a shomer has a minimum. The minimum is the sheer pull. So here it's saying, matam shakini is the sharbet that could be considered a shomer, even though the food itself is less than a pool. It's kidneys. Less than a pool. So it's a pela on Rav. because it says kitnius here, and that's small in a pool. And for the Gemara, kudomra v'achabrei derava, b'kulcha umashum yad. We're talking about over here that it's a whole cluster of kitnius, and it has on it this branch that's holding, it's not a branch, it's like a piece of kulcha, is like a little piece of vegetable that's holding the whole, all the pods. It's holding multiple pods. So it's holding multiple pods, so then it's a yad. We're talking about a yad over here, mushum yad. Sounds like it's protecting it. So tashmisha. No, it means tashmisha means I can carry it around. I can move it around with this yad. So the answer is talking about a yad. I gonna ask me if it's yad, so it has to be a kazayas. Yeah, it is a kazayas. You know why? Because then we talk about all the different parts. All the different parts have all together kazayas. Like Rashi says, Bekolcha. Hodim Matam Shal Kitnias, La Besharbit Umushim Shayman. Not because of Sharbit and Shayman, El Bekelach. It's a stalk, and I said it before, like a branch. Better word is a stalk. It's a stalk. Naga tomo mushum yad. The hash to have a high yad. The dava chashuv shu yoyser mekazayis. Why? Shere kasha beat the mechabar mo. All the pods are attached to the stalk. Ube pull hoyel vegasim heim. I don't need to have a yad. Mashenke, this needs a yad. Therefore, it's called a yad, and it's tame. So yeah. So the only question is. That the what's found in Tanakama then said if you emptied it, it's not tame. Well, what's the difference? It has the whole entire has everything else with it there. Toisas is kasha, balak upon him. Toisas kasha. So it said the Tanakama said if it's empty, it's no good. If it has something in it, it is good. L'chara, if it's a stalk for everything, so other things have peas in it. So what's the difference? This one's empty. So Tosis has a kasha, the bottom Tosis. The answer is that you would think maybe the kazai is not in one place, kamash lon, even to one place, it's still tame. Akapanim, the bottom line is we had a kasha less than a kitni is kriya shomer. Tosis says no, we're talking about a yad, and we're talking about the whole entire package. Toshima, not a kasha rab, and this is something we learned before. Tana be Rabbi Shmuel, a kol zera zerua shizereya. This teaches us the din of shomer. Kederach shrei odom etzian chita beklipasa. We learn from here just like when you plant something, you plant the chita with its husk, v'si'ayra beklipasa, and the si'ayra with its husk, with its peel, v'adashim beklipasa, and lentils with its peel. So here's the limud of shomer. The thing is that adashim are smaller than a pull. So you see, this is the thing as a shomer pachas beklipul, because adashim beklipasa. So it's mamash the first halacha that you can have shomer less than a pull. It's a kasha on rav. And for the Gemara, ber yashani, even though you just need a shear kapul, at least, by a shomer, but if it's a beria, if it's a complete item, then it doesn't need a kapul. And when does Rav say you need kapul? It's like Rashi. If you come a Rav, she ain't shomer, the pachas with kapul, going chatsi pool, a half a pool, shomer, shlema. Or a buser has a half a pool. But when it comes to a complete item, complete pea, or a complete whatever, kidney is, or complete lentil, it's enough, even though it's smaller than the size of a pea, and it could be called a shomer. So Ber Yashani, Zog Rashi, the Gemara before now can answer that also. The Brice right before, but Shal Kitnius, they had a kasha, Kitnius is less than a pull, we had a whole terrace, Kulcha, the stalk. No, you can stick with the pot. Aye, it's only less than a pull. Terrace is Ber Yashani. Once you have a terrace, Ber Yashani, you can answer that before as well. So that's the Gemara's answer now, that Rav agrees by Ber. He agrees by Ber that it doesn't need a shirka pull, you can have a shomer even less than a pull.